Getting an Age on Burbot at Boyson Reservoir. Next on the Wyoming Outdoorsman, I'm Ray Hageman. With five-state record fish, Boyson Reservoir in central Wyoming offers anglers outstanding opportunity, everything from rainbow trout to walleye and sauger to burbot. Ice is off reservoirs around the state, and fisheries biologists with the Wyoming Game and Fish Department are back to work sampling fisheries in their regions. In the Lander region, it's a checkup of Boyson Reservoir, with burbot being one species of study. Biologists are weighing and measuring fish from nets and extracting otoliths. These are ear bones from the fish that detect sound and sense vibrations in the water, allowing fish to navigate and maintain balance. These bones also give up important data. When placed under a microscope, they show rings that can be counted like a tree that tell how old the fish is. Game and Fish Lander Region Fisheries Biologist Paul Garrity.
There's traditionally a really robust population in Boyson, so we just do the netting every few years to monitor numbers and make sure we have a healthy native burbot population. It's been, I think, 4 years since we've netted, so we're just kind of keeping tabs on the population, making sure that they're still doing well. Today we're going to be taking otoliths from the burbot. That can give us a lot of really good population demographic information. Right now, we don't really know how fast burbot grow, how long they live for, or how long they can survive for in Boyson, so I can get all those estimates by taking otoliths from the burbot.
Data collected today can serve as a snapshot in time for biologists to compare with future studies and also inform fisheries managers if any management action is needed. Burbot are a native species of greatest conservation need in the Wind Bighorn drainage. But west of the Continental Divide and the Green River drainage, they're considered non-native and invasive. Burbot limits at Boyson, also known as Ling, are 3 fish per day or in possession. This regulation applies to Boyson State Park, as it is located within Area 2 in the Wyoming Fishing Regulations, which includes Boyson Reservoir. Biologists also put tags in sauger during this project, in part to monitor sauger movement. We'll provide an update on how sauger are doing at Boyson in the coming weeks. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman. I'm Ray Hageman.